This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
All right, so we will turn now to three snapshots from the President of the United States, three glimpses into his thinking on monetary policy, interest rates, in other words, and what the Federal Reserve has been doing with them, namely, as Marketplace's Marielle Segarra, sitting right there, just said, raising them three times this year, if you are counting, and we are, and so is the President. Which gets us to this. First of all, this from the President last night in Erie, Pennsylvania. Apologies, by the way, for the background noise.
I think the Fed is making a mistake. They're so tight. I think the Fed has gone crazy.
Then this morning from a call he made to Fox and Friends.
You know, the Federal Reserve is getting a little bit too cute, that's all. That's ridiculous what they're doing.
And then finally, later this morning, from a bill signing ceremony in the Oval Office.
I think the Fed is far too stringent, and they're making a mistake, and it's not right. And it's despite that, we're doing very well, but it's not necessary, in my opinion. And I think I know about it better than they do, believe me.
So if you're a business and economics journalist, what do you do with that? Because the president is just wrong. The Fed is not crazy or cute or stringent. The central bank under both its current and immediate past chairs has been deliberate and transparent and measured as it sets about getting interest rates back to something near normal after a decade of keeping them at zero. Also, by the way, when I asked Jay Powell back in July if it bugs him when the White House pokes him in the eye on monetary policy or whether it's going to change what he does, he said, if you listen between the lines here, nah.
I had a great colleague and mentor back in the day who used to bring meetings into focus by saying, let's control the controllable. So what we control is what we do, And I just told you what we do and what we're always going to do. That's who we are. It's always who we're going to be. We're going to do our business in a way that's strictly non-political without taking political issues into consideration and that, you know, carries out the mandate Congress has given us. We have the tools to do that. We have a statute that allows us to do that in a way that is independent of political considerations. I'm strongly committed to it, and so are my colleagues.
So where is all this going? Well, it bears a mention here that this whole thing we've been talking about the past, what, five, 6.5 minutes, whatever, markets tumbling, rates rising, the Fed doing what it's doing, the president doing what he is doing, it's all anchored, all of it, in the knock-on effects of one economic reality whose name is inflation. The Fed, as we told you, would like to see prices rising by about 2% a year. We got some new inflation numbers this morning, and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on what they may or may not mean.
The Consumer Price Index tracks prices for a basket of goods and services. In August, it was up 0.1%, landing at 2.3% year over year.
Inflation is at a moderate level. It's very close to where actually the Federal Reserve would like to see it.
Ann Owen teaches economics at Hamilton College.
I think that it's an endorsement of their current plan to continue to raise interest rates very gradually.
But numbers are funny. You could use those same CPI numbers to make a different argument. Economist Ernie Tedeschi at Evercore ISI sums up the counterpoint.
The Fed has a 2% inflation target. These numbers are close to 2%. Why on earth would we be raising rates?
Tedeschi says the Fed isn't just looking at where inflation is now. It's looking at where it's headed. Plus, the Fed isn't all that attached to CPI.
The main piece of data they look at for their inflation target is a different price inflator called PCE.
Or personal consumption expenditures, which measures inflation a little differently. Take healthcare. CPI measures how much you spend out of pocket. PCE tracks how much your healthcare costs everyone. You, the insurance company, the government. And, says Tedeschi, PCE looks at how people actually spend money.
It takes into account that if the price of apples goes up, a household might switch to buying pears instead.
Central bankers use both measures, just weight them differently. Presidential complaints about interest rates, probably light on the scale. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.